If you change your mind,
take a chance
on the first in line.
Take a chance,
honey, I'm still free.
Take a chance
on me. If you need me, let me know. Gonna be around. If you got no place to go when you're feeling down. If you're all alone, when the pretty birds have flown.
Aw, yeah. Here it goes. Setting it off. In Vogue style. As Queen Latifah once set off her career, set her career ablaze with the hit film Set It Off, we too are setting it off. It's My Brother and Me. It's an advice show for the modern era. I am your host, co-host,
hostess,
provocateur, impresario, Justin McElroy.
I'm the other guy, Travis McElroy.
I'm the Queen Latifah of podcasting, Griffin McElroy.
Don't you claim that. Like, you can just hog that for yourself.
I'm going to take it. You guys can be your own soul mistresses. But
I call Erykah Badu.
That's a good one. Justin, what are you thinking? Macy Gray?
I tried to say goodbye, but we just started the show. So here's our first question. It comes to us from Austin via Gmail. He says, hey guys, do girls find it attractive if you listen to certain types of music or maybe a certain artist? If so, which ones do you think they like? Thanks for your time. Wow, what a bummer way to start, Austin. Kind of bumming the shit out of me, dude. It's sad that you have to ask this question because it's doubly sad that the answer is, of course.
Yeah.
Of course there are. I think it all depends on the type of girl you're trying to woo. If she's a more, let's say, common type, you'll want to listen to the mainstream artists of the day. Your Justin Biebers, your Nickelbacks. If she's a little like if she's into smart dudes, gotta go jazz. If you have a working knowledge of jazz, then you're gonna be able to bring in those smart girls. She's a little more tender. Go with like some Damien Rice. Something like that is very good. You guys have any suggestions?
Zydeco.
It's just a Cajun beat. No one can resist.
Nothing but Zydeco.
Zydeco.
Which is the name of my new band.
Watch out for being too eager to say, oh yeah, I love them too. Because now you have to go to their concerts and they're awful. Like Nickelback, if you're like, yeah, baby, I love Nickelback too. Man, now you're locked into that.
And then halfway through the concert, she'll be like, I'm sorry, I have to tell you, I know you love them, but these guys are terrible. And you'll be like, I think they're terrible. Let's leave.
And then you set everyone on fire.
Let's go have premarital sex.
You won't have that problem, though, if you're at a Zydeco concert.
Yep. Just turn on the soundtrack to Divine Secrets of the Ya-Ya Sisterhood. And
was that soundtrack heavily Zydeco inspired?
It's heavily Zydeco inspired, yeah.
Okay.
It's heavy on Zydeco. I guess we answered the question. I don't know.
We did do a very good job of it.
Yeah, it depends on what it always is about what the person likes. Try to strike a balance between what they like and what you think they would like.
Like, hey, Austin, sad. Here's a suggestion. Girls like guys with self-respect. Girls
yeah.
like confident guys. So yeah. Like what you like, dude, and they'll respect that.
Be able to look at yourself in a mirror, Austin. I am currently seeing a girl. Oh, you should talk to her instead of listening to our podcast. Oh, I mean, you're seeing a girl, relationship-wise, who okay. used to date a good friend of mine. I really like this girl. She's funny and beautiful. And now, not only does my friend not like me, he wants to fight me. I know I could take him if it came down to it. What do I do? Okay, Morgan. This fight is over, Johnny. It's over. He lost. You don't need to fight him.
He lost in the sense that you're now dating his girlfriend, but he could still win in a physical match.
That's what I'm saying.
I think the real question here is what kind of time frame we're looking at when you say he used to date her. Like, he used to date her yesterday?
he used to date her like six years ago. Until she dated me.
Yeah.
But, no, I think the real question is, how big are his pythons? If we're talking like a 20-inch python,
what caliber gun he's got?
Yeah, I what I'm saying is, this is a lose-lose situation for you. I mean,
it's not a
lose-lose. It's a lose. It's a lose-win that you don't have to enter into. Because if you lose this fight, then this dude gets to look beef in front of his ex-lady, and maybe you'll lose her to him. It's very primal. It's biological.
He knows he could take him if it came down to it.
There's not a doubt
in his mind.
Does he know it in that way that guys like myself who've never been in a real fight think that should they be in a real fight, they could probably beat anybody?
I could take Jason Statham.
So find your strength and then challenge him to that. Like perhaps a downhill ski race on the most dangerous mountain?
A game of Battleship.
Act like you pity him all the time. That is the only way to win. Just be like, God, that's very sad. Like, I know you want to fight me, but, like, I know you miss her. I'd miss her, too, if I lost her.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
It's tear him down inside out.
And when you say you're not going to fight him, make it seem like because it's too beneath you.
Yeah, it's like, oh, that's really base.
Devil's advocate, though, you're cold playing your bro. That's your bro. And you are kind of giving him the business.
But all of these questions that are like, a friend of mine, and I did this to them, or a friend of mine, and they did this to me. These people aren't friends.
Yeah,
He wants to fight you.
I feel like there's another advice podcast out there that's like Bizarro Mabim Bam, where the people who are being transgressed upon go, like, my friend's dating my friend now, and I'm sad all the time. What does that mean for me?
It's not for winners who listen to this show. It's for the losers. Griffin, you want to give us a question?
Yeah, sure. How about one from Yahoo?
Okay.
This person's name is kind of offensive, so I'm not going to read it. open question. Help. Wife dresses me in child's clothes. Oh, man. Help. Wife dresses me in child's clothes. I have all the Mr. Men t-shirts I could own. I look like a small child in a big body. I want a Motorhead t-shirt. How to point out the subtle difference without seeming ungrateful? Thanks kindly, Ben. That is how adults dress.
All I can think is he must look like right after Tom Hanks changes into the adult in Big. And like he's like, whoa, like all of a sudden he went from being 6 to ballooning up to being like 35.
He wants to dress like an adult in a Motorhead t-shirt.
Yeah, no, you don't understand.
I associate with.
Forget about suits and ties and button-ups. There, it's just when you grow up, you wear more adult t-shirts.
Like Motorhead.
Like Motorhead or other adult themes.
Journey.
I don't know about all this, guys. I don't know.
Maybe he's like John McCain. He can't dress himself. Because of his arms, that he got broke in camp.
You're thinking of Bob Dole.
No, McCain had it too. He had those arms that he couldn't.
Is that something the Republicans do to you before they let you run for president?
Yes. They hobble your shoulders.
They give you mannequin arms.
In case you change your mind, we just hobbled you for life.
this is going to play really well in the primaries.
Play well with our base. Our base loves hobbled men. This is good. Got it. My brother, and me. Advice and making fun of veterans. A good show, this is.
Except for Tristan. Tristan's our boy.
Yeah.
He's not a vet, though, yet. He's still up in it.
He's a vet.
He's an amateur. I think that's what they're called.
I don't think you're a vet until you get back. And he ain't back. He's still up there crushing Osama's guts.
Did you guys hear about the dude that, like, rolled up to Afghanistan with a sword and a pistol? And they're like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm here to decapitate Osama bin Laden. My first thought was, yeah, Tristan.
Yeah.
That has to be him, Tristan. Right?
What? My problem was they detained the guy.
Just let that guy go.
He's the guy I want over there.
Yeah, we want people like that over there. I went over there with a boombox and some unlaced chucks and said, I'm here to derapitate Osama bin Laden, give him my funkiest beats. No dice, nothing doing.
Formspring, someone on Formspring asked, I'm on the job hunt in this tough economy. And any advice on acquiring a job would be much appreciated, as well as any advice for any job interviews.
Ooh.
Man.
Man.
Travis, you've had about 9 jobs in the past year. Why don't you
Yes, I have. Well, the thing about applying for jobs in a tough economy is the difference between looking for a job and looking for a career. Because you can get a job at, like, McDonald's or Walmart, but that's not what most people are looking for. So if you're getting to a point where you're really strapped for cash, you got to lower them standards.
Yeah.
But just apply everywhere. Like,
you never know.
You have options.
You never know who's going to be hiring.
Yeah.
As far as job interviews goes, just never break eye contact.
Sweat as much as possible.
As soon as you break eye contact, you've lost it. You done fucked up.
And don't forget to use your connections, right? If you got friends, family, whoever, who are business owners or no business owners, ask if they're looking for anybody. That can help.
And you can always just sex your way to the top.
Sex your way to the top.
That's how we got this podcast.
Hard and fast rule in job interviews. And it is the number one rule as someone who has interviewed a bunch and interviewed people. When you go into the job, find out what the employees of that company are expected to wear every day, then dress one step better than that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Never show up to an interview in jeans and a t-shirt.
Never jeans. Never jeans. Never
if
jeans.
If you are going to apply for a retail location where they wear like khakis and a polo, wear khakis and a dress shirt, something like that, so that you look like you actually care about getting the job.
I know it seems like a good idea to walk in, stab somebody, and say, well, I guess you got an opening. but it's not. It's not a good idea. It's a patently bad idea. That's not the kind of person they want on the team.
If nothing else, watch the Michael J. Fox movie. I fucked it up. What is it? The one where he does... Oh, Back to the Future. That's
good,
it.
Good gag.
The one about business.
Good gag. Another great anecdote.
Associated question. The Dan Shires asks on Twitter, hey guys, how much is too much when bending the truth on a job application?
Till you get caught, bro.
You will get caught.
No, I said till you get caught.
Oh.
They don't, but you will get caught, inevitably.
It depends on the job, right? Like, McDonald's and Burger King don't talk. They're not gonna like call and be like, is this guy good? Is he down?
The best way to bend the truth is in special skills.
What truth, like, do you want to pretend like you had a job that you didn't? I mean, if you have a friend who will lie and say that they're the manager of a closed business, like, yeah, I mean, you can get away with that. That's not tough. But I don't know that you want to get into a job where they think you have some frame of reference that you don't have.
Here's my advice. Come up with a bullshit term for the job that you did, like first shift supervisor or something, but really you were just there by yourself.
You know what I mean?
Because nobody checks that. Nobody calls and says, was he the first shift supervisor? Just make up a job title for a job you actually did, but make it sound way more impressive. Also, list that you can juggle.
At TCBY, whenever I put that on a resume, I always say that I was the chief yogurt tester, when really it just meant that I sat around and ate a bunch of free yogurt.
You know they're closed now, right?
TCBY?
Good job.
Oh, that's a shame.
Good job.
I didn't
really
a lot
ran
of it.
Into the ground.
How's that free yogurt now, you cocksucker?
It's not my body anymore. I had that job a long time ago.
You made me sick. Is it okay to drink alone?
Yep.
Ask one angry Zeus. What is okay? I mean,
it's not okay to get drunk alone. I don't think.
Not on a regular basis.
No, not on any basis, but I think it's okay to...
My friend Dwight says it's not drinking alone if you're talking on the internet.
I think it's worse to say, I want a drink, I need to go get some people so I feel okay drinking. I think that's more of a statement than just drinking by yourself.
Why don't... I mean, if you're drinking to excess to get drunk by yourself, that's not good. If you're like, want to unwind with a beverage, you're a grown-ass
just
man.
Bevin out.
Do it.
Like, I get
just
that.
Get cold bevin sometimes.
I bev sometimes, and I there's nothing wrong with it because I enjoy a cold bev at the end of a long, hot day.
A long hot day of what?
Work.
Typing.
Working. Working. Typing. We do the same thing, right? I just want to make sure.
Mm-hmm.
But Griffin does it in a sauna. So
I do it in a sauna, and I do squats between every post.
And you don't bev at all work
I
day.
Know. I stay dry. Dry as a popcorn
dry
fart.
Dry as a what?
Dry as a popcorn fart.
That's not a thing.
That's not
it's
a
totally
thing.
A thing.
Are you getting that going, or is that a thing?
Yeah, I'm trying to get it spinning.
How's that going?
I mean, we'll see. This is really the first the first outing, the first time I've really really brought
that
gun out.
Do you feel that it's a really limited usage?
No. It's there are a lot of occasions where it's appropriate.
I aim some.
Just now on this podcast, Yahoo Answers user A23 asks, is it possible that a human turns into a monster like in the Resident Evil movie in a future?
There is a future in which that is possible.
His explanation.
Okay.
The big monster in the Resident Evil movie resulted from a genetic experiment in a human being. Well, I mean, that's just science.
That's yeah.
People are doing genetic experiments every day, and one of these days they're going to try and cure Alzheimer's, and then a giant monster is going to come out.
A giant monster.
Or a giant intelligent shark.
Are there any answers to that? Is there any people trying to get down on helping him out?
Let's see what people said. It is possible, but not likely at all.
What the fuck is possible? It's possible. What do you mean it's possible? That a human might turn into a monster because of genetic experiments?
Well, yes. Some of our ancestors, apparently, such as the Meganthropus, a type of Homo erectus fossils, sound like some scary individuals. So we could de-evolve into giant, horrifying cavemen, basically. Mm-hmm. But those guys seem hilarious, and all they do is, you know, shill car insurance.
And bowl and make unfunny sitcoms.
Mm-hmm. Apparently a movie.
Apparently a hit movie.
Are you fucking kidding me?
A soon-to-be hit
are
movie.
Are you fucking joking with me?
No.
I'll
They're
go see that.
A caveman film?
I'll go see that. Whatever. Sounds good. I'm in my early 20s and currently single. My problem is that when I see an attractive girl, I cannot tell how old she is. Once I even started talking to a girl, I realized she was still in high school. Which caused me to walk away immediately. Okay, good.
I picture that coda. Out.
How old? Never mind. I actually just want to get my driver's license. You said you're in high school. Get out. I really don't want to be labeled as some kind of pervert. If you guys have an easier way to tell the approximate age of a girl without simply walking up to her like a creeper and just flat out asking, it would be much appreciated.
Have you considered cutting her in half and counting her rings?
Consider that, DJ? Or is that all you can consider, you sicko?
You sicko-peed?
Oh.
Listen, some people are age blind, and I understand that. It's not a problem that I have. I'm like a carny with my ability to guess people's age, like, to the month. But, yeah, I don't know what to tell you, DJ, because you really can't just walk up there and be like, hey, this is your age. What is your age? Let me know. Because I may try and start something.
DJ,
the restaurant and gas station approach, where unless they look 35, assume they're underage.
I have a question, Deej, if I can call you Deej. What is your life stress? I assume your worry is that you don't want to have sex with an underage girl. Cool. What is going on with your life strategy that you think there's a fairly good chance you could end up boning down on a girl before you figure out what her like life situation is? Like before you figure out how old she is and stuff. Like what kind of chicken and egg situation do you have where that's your approach?
Also, where are you meeting these women? That you're like,
yeah.
I have no idea how old you are. Hey, you're at the Justin Bieber concert. Hey,
yeah, maybe don't try and pick up chicks in the Dave and Buster's arcade room.
Man, I love Chicken Nugget Day. Do you guys love Chicken Nugget Day? I know I love it. You finish that school rule? What are you doing after this? This is such a good place to come eat. I eat here like 5 times a week, it seems like. What about you guys? Want to get out of here? I've got cigarettes.
You mean this isn't a public playground? This is actually attached to your school. So I shouldn't be here, is what you're saying.
You guys like Boone's Farm? I'll get you some Boone's Farm.
Hey, if that older lady gets tired of pushing you on the swing, I'm happy to let me get on there. You two look about the same age. Is that? I'm sorry. This is a mental problem I have. Yeah, I know it's a mental problem. You're a pedophile, DJ.
No, but
wait, no, not
DJ
you.
DJ is a loyal Mabim Bam listener. We can't be too hard on him because girls are getting older, younger. You know what I mean?
NAMBLA member is what he is. Sick. No, I'm kidding, DJ.
He's not talking about young boys, though.
No, that's young girls. He just wants to get down with young girls.
So he's
ask them what their major is. That's the best way to figure out if a girl is in high school versus college. Ask her what her major is. And
yeah.
Then she will say, yeah. I am in high school.
She'll be like, recess? I'm not.
I think DJ, you would be helped enormously if you had a pre-planned exit line for if the girl told you that she went to high school. Like, if you knew what you were going to do. Because I think that's your worry that it'll be awkward. And just say, so do you go to school? And if she says, I'm in high school, you say, like, have you considered accepting Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? And then she'll say, like, what? And you're like, out.
I was going to say, claim to be an undercover cop.
Do you know where I can score some ecstasy? Can you talk into my lapel? What's the best way to tackle writer's block as pixelated?
Pixel rated.
I believe it's pixel rated.
Pixel rated.
Mm-hmm. You can't actually tackle writer's block. That's the truth. You just have to get up.
The answer is absinthe.
No. You just have to give up on it for a little bit. And then come back later when you're not as blocked.
I've never had it. When I have writer's block, I just write some shit.
Sure.
I just write shit that I've seen other people write before.
Justin's had writer's block for 3 years.
Yeah. Persistent.
I think seriously, though, I think 99% of the time, if you have writer's block, you're actually just burned out because you've been doing what you've been writing too much.
Yeah, that's true.
You got to get up and you know, go do some other things. And it may feel like a waste of time, but your work will improve.
I believe that a lot of what we think of as traditionally think of as creativity is really just the input that you take in being sort of repurposed in your head and sort of sorting it out. So take in some like stimulating stuff, like go see a movie that's a little more challenging than something you normally watch or listen to some music that you wouldn't normally listen to. Something to kind of break your rut and get that creative part of your brain flowing. And
right.
That,
I don't think you can lose creativity as much as you can lose motivation. Mm-hmm. I think that's right. That's a lot
and
easier to do. So you just gotta, you know, get away for a little bit.
Just get away. Take a break. Do something else.
I take a half hour break in the middle of the podcast to get my juices flowing again. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you ever hear a rough edit in the middle, that's where it is left.
Just like peace.
Yeah, he usually says peace.
I usually say peace. Sometimes that makes it into the final cut.
Hey, Mabim Bam. I'm sorry, Griffin. Were you going to read this question?
Well, I was going to read a Yahoo Answers question, but...
Save it.
Saving it up.
Save it. Hey, Mabim Bam. So, I am a nice girl, and I'm having trouble meeting a nice guy. I meet a lot of people, but it seems for every one nice guy I meet, there are 10 creepers hitting on me. What is this thing with creepers? Is this a thing? How do I find more quality men without having to deal with so many creepers?
Creepers are such a problem. With so many DJs? Is that what she said?
Many DJs creeping around asking me where I go to school and if I want to accept Jesus.
I like
What's
your Lisa
when,
Frank backpack.
When she says this, I picture like a House of Mirrors kind of situation where she's surrounded by 11 guys and she has to pick out the one nice guy from the 10 creepers.
Hey,
Why are 11 guys hitting on you at the same time?
I have a question, Form Spring. How many nice guys do you need to meet? One nice guy for every 10 guys. On average, you're meeting 11 people. You like one of them. How many do you want?
Stop burning through the nice guys.
You're a man eater.
You only need the one, you know?
Get that one really nice guy.
You only need the one. Unless you're getting into some big love shenanigans.
Yeah, that and then, by all means. Just ask them if they're a creeper. If they laugh it off, then they're probably a nice guy. If they're like, how old are you? Then they're a DJ. I'm just kidding.
Or they are actually like a DJ.
They are a DJ. They're a creepy DJ.
A creepy wedding DJ. Like that guy who slapped that poor lady's bosoms. YouTube.
Out of context, it's not going to make any sense.
Everybody has seen that fucking video. It's the most magical video. But I think, we get this question a lot. And it's so alien to me because I'm so used to it the other way.
Yeah, right. Tin Cooper ladies. Yeah. For everyone nicely. Hey, you know, great place to meet people, to meet, to reconnect, to connect for the first time, to reconnect after you've disconnected. It's the Mabim Bam Forum Appreciation Group on Facebook. So go to our webpage, mbmbam.com, and click on our Facebook group. And there's a lot of nice, attractive people there to meet.
There was there's a pretty big thread on there, the love and friendship connection thread, which I adore, and it's full. There's a lot of magic happening there. But I recently noticed that somebody started his own thread that just says, "I need a girlfriend." He's taking a more direct approach to it, and I wish him the best of luck.
I like it. I honestly, I think it's great.
You know what we call that? Go get him. Go get him attitude.
Get him attitude.
Yahoo Answers user. Oh, it's just an exclamation point. I'm going to pronounce that. open question. Ladies, if you found out that Prince William, quote, fancied you and was interested in marriage, what would you say? And why, lol? How serious would you take him? And would you accept? Please explain.
I think I would just... are you asking me?
I mean, that's usually what we do in these situations.
I think that it would be weird. But I think that I would hope you would be tender.
Let's quick poll. Do any of us actually know who Prince William is and what he looks like?
He's that cute one, right?
He's the cute one, but he dressed up like a Nazi one time, right? In a Halloween party. I remember seeing
so
images.
He's got a great sense of humor.
On the Sun.
He'd be like, "God blimey, Justin, I'm totally into you. do you fancy a shag?" He'd be like, I don't know, Prince William. Are you sure about this? He'd be like, "God blimey, of course I am.
Do I make you horny, baby? Yeah, it's a man.
Yeah, you want to go to
man,
my
baby? Yeah. Yeah,
baby."
I think you just need to look at him and say, "That's not my bag, baby. Yeah.
Don't, baby. That's not my bag."
All right, can we just get 2 more minutes of straight Austin Powers?
No problem. God, is that junk on Blu-ray? I got to get that.
It is. It's full set of it.
Oh, I trapped you.
$90,000.
Have you noticed the trend where women always end up with men, excluding McElroys, that are less attractive than them? Am I just doomed to spend money on makeup and a gym membership while my significant other has a receding hairline and computer pudge? Form
yes.
Spring. See, at first I thought this question was from a man. I realized it was from a woman, and I took a significant turn.
That's hard. I don't know. Okay, Form Spring. Forget Travis and Griffin for a second. It's just you and me talking. I think there's a good chance you're a lesbian. Now, hear me out. I think that what I was thinking in my head as I was reading this is that it was from a guy. And what I was going to say is, well, that's natural because you're going to find guys more attractive, guys less attractive because you're a dude and you're into ladies. But you're a lady who says that, I mean, if you accept the idea that most people are going to pair off, what you're saying is that most women are more attractive than most men.
But that's true.
Yes.
I'm not even saying that from a
right, but
level of sexual orientation. I'm saying dudes don't give as much of a shit as ladies give about their personal appearance, leading to there being far, far more attractive women than there are men.
What I'm saying is that the planet is being choked by overpopulation, and it is biologically increasing the number of gay people to try to limit the population. It makes perfect biological sense. We have more.
So you think that this, like, from an evolutionary standpoint,
doesn't that make perfect sense? What a beautiful, wonderful way of evening out the population of the Earth. It's
and also
it's
increasing adoptions. Which is nice.
Yeah, and that's nice too. Lots of babies with good homes. I think it's wonderful. but you have to accept it's happening at an alarming rate. This is
an
bigger
alarming,
than,
yucky rate.
No, come
Ew.
On. A sexy, sexy rate that this is happening. And I think it's beautiful. I think it's wonderful. I just think that you are into girls. And that's good. That's fine. I think girls are more attractive than dudes, too.
Women are way more attractive than guys, just naturally.
This is a stone fact.
Women are soft and nice, and they smell good.
Stop it. You're fucking grossing me. What is, gross. Gross. What? Gross.
They're soft.
They taste sweet.
Sweet like berries.
I hate you guys.
What I'm saying is that Earth is making people gay. Faster than possible.
I'm saying that eventually women are going to get sick of how every man on Earth is just a hideous, uggo beast. Like... who just fucking... that does just sit on his computer and pick at his dark spots, his places where the sun doesn't come, and just gets uglier and grosser, and eventually women are just going to be like, ah, fuck it, and they're going to give up too. And then we're just going to be a big, stupid, ugly planet of people.
Well, and
this is the way the world ends, not with a bang, but with lesbians.
Ugly, ugly lesbians.
No, sexy lesbians and ugly dudes. Beautiful, sexy lesbians that can't procreate to save their
They're
lives.
They're going to take over, aren't they?
They are.
Shit.
They are. There's how only going to be one generation of them.
How can we make this work for us?
You got to get on board now.
Because I don't want to be the first one against the wall.
I'll tell you what.
Make friends with the lesbians. That's what I do.
I'll tell you the really scary thing. The really scary thing is that there's someone out there listening to this, and they're like, yes, they have it all figured out. They cracked the code. These McElroy brothers, they know what's up. They're being serious about the things they talk about. They know what's going on. Hey.
And then we're on our way to a Nobel Prize.
Nobel Prize, here we go. Except the one person who thinks that is the Nobel Prize guy. Hi, this is Dr. Nobel Prize.
I like your thesis on lesbians.
Yeah, lesbians ending the world. This is why it's so sexy when girls make out, is because you're looking at something dark and apocalyptic, something that you can't possibly fathom the gravity of.
You're touching the darkness.
Touching the darkness. You've reached across the veil to see your undoing.
Through the void.
Through the void. These girls are making out. You can see the end time.
You're bathed in a Lost Ark-like glow as your face melts off.
Do you guys think it's going to happen in our lifetime?
Oh, God, we can only hope.
I hope so. That's the sexiest thing I've ever heard.
Apocalypse.
I want that to be the last thing I see.
I know, right? This is a chorus of girls making it. My wife and I...
Hey, do you remember before the show when you were like, we have a lot of women listeners and we need to not...
This is why,
because they love this.
They're like, that was so sexy.
Right now, they're thinking about that. Right now, like, wow, what a sexy apocalypse.
What if we just started the apocalypse? They're like, just planted the seed in everyone's head.
Planted the seed of the apocalypse. Everybody knows that Ellen did that. My wife and I have an ongoing argument about the proper way to say you're making a room cooler. For example, she'll say, I'm going to turn... Okay, I say, I'm going to turn the AC up. Whereas she believes you should say, I'm turning the air down. Come on, what's wrong with her? She's got to know that I'm right, and she's just BSing because she doesn't want to admit it, right? What do you guys say? I'm trying to think.
Divorce.
Yeah.
It's the only answer.
No.
I think I say I turn it – if it's too cold.
I'm going to turn it – I always say up. I'm going to – if I'm making it colder in the room, I'm going to turn it up. I'm going to turn the AC up.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes
sense. Or I'll say, I'll turn the thermostat up, and yes. That means it's getting hotter. This is a really complex question. There needs to be some sort of standard. Let's create
it. I'm going to turn up the heat, and then I slam dunk.
Just be like, if you say, it's too hot in this bitch, I'm going to fix it. Then people know what you're talking about. Like, they know what you're going to do.
Mm-hmm. And then, now this bitch is too cold.
This bitch is cold.
Too hot to handle, too cold to hold, you might say.
Fix how chilly this bitch is.
I can't stop thinking about the end of the world.
Let's just take it to, I'm going to adjust this. Take out all the prepositions.
Oh, so it's sort of, it could go universal. Either way at that point.
Yeah.
I'm going to alter the temperature in here. Buckle up. I don't know what's going to happen.
I'm going to affect this.
So I want to Jesus Christ. Is this, do they just get weirder? Like, are we just turning into insane people as we record this show?
We're doing the show earlier and earlier, and I think that probably has an effect.
We need to stop doing it at 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
So I want to hear Griffin's last question that he's prepared for us, but first I want to tell you how you can seek our guidance and maybe be told that you are a lesbian or B, a pedophile.
These are the services we offer here.
Just email hard truths at mbmbam.com.
A lebophile.
A lebophile.
Or Lebanese.
Or Lebanese, if you didn't know that. So you can email us, mbmbam@gmail.com. You can hop on our website and get on our Facebook group that way. It's mbmbam.com. You can... We love seeing quotes from the show on Twitter. That's always funny. So Twitter that with the #MBMBAM or @MBMBAM. Guide people to us. Are there any other ways?
A great statistic.
Tell me.
On our FormSpring, we just passed 300 questions.
So many questions. And we've answered all of them, which is the great part.
100 questions.
Thank you guys so much for listening. We're getting close. We're getting closer to 100K downloads.
Which
is going to be a big event in my life.
I see on Twitter that Mrs. Kat Mulvaney got her brother hooked on MBMBAM. She's doing the Lord's work. If you want to get somebody hooked on the fever that is MBMBAM, we love that. We love it when you spread the word and.
Join the Facebook group. We're getting close to 1,000 members there, which is incredible. And and get subscribe. Get your friends to subscribe and leave a rating. We're slipping a little bit off of the iTunes page. So if you know anybody who works at iTunes, that you can be like, hey, let's start listening to this totally dope show. Then you know, you might become our number one fan. We'll grant you that title.
God bless you, I guess is what I'm trying
God
to say.
God bless you.
God bless you. And
can we end the show with that from now on instead of a question?
God bless. Just
God bless you.
It depends. How good is the question?
Lily asks, women's health, sesame seed looking thing on my vagina?
I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
God bless you.
And this has been my brother, and me.
You will never know me.